Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. This is the moment journalists around the world have been waiting for. Introducing first, in the red corner, he is a judge, weighing in the broken dreams of a Tron player, Nixia Valudel Terratron. And in the blue corner, a mixed magic artist, weighing in nothing but hot air and illusions of grandeur, Igor, Reanimator Mishra Havlat!
Hello again, you're back to the Old Dragon Roll podcast. This is Igor.
And this is Nixia.
And we're actually recording when the sun is actually up on the sky, which is a new thing for us. But scheduling can
still
be a bitch.
Light.
Shut up, Dungeon Dweller. So, this is awkward silence for no reason. Good thing that we can truncate the silence. So, Nixia, any salty stories for your commander of the week?
I wasn't able to play any commander because people don't bring their commander decks anymore. I don't know why. It's because people started to play Commander just competitively, waiting for that tournament once in a month. Oh, it's actually going to be soon. I think it's like next week we're going to have a 1v1 tournament.
So what are you going to play there?
If I'm going to play there. So salty during each and every one of those tournaments that I don't think I'll play again.
You know, if you get salty, that means we have good content on the show, so...
Oh, wait, I just remembered. I played one game against... with my SIG. Against... the Super Shattergang Brothers.
Oh, Staxi?
No. This was like more of a goblin tribal.
Uh-huh.
And we got to a point where he was able to activate Westwell Abbey, and he got the 9-7 flying indestructible monstrous demon, and I was playing my ninjas, so I didn't really have any way to get rid of it, because I have one bound spell in my deck.
Don't you have, oh my god, Ormendal is so clumsy spell, aka Tragic Slip?
No, I don't have a Tragic Slip. But...
Why?
But I managed, I found a solution to the demon problem. To fight a demon, you need a bigger demon.
What?
So, I just used Elbrus, the Binding Blade, to get a 13-13 demon out. And then for like five turns, and going to like six or seven turns, we were just looking at each other, and my unblockable 2-2 and 1-1 guys were just swinging in. And I was one turn away from victory when he top-decked Tutor and went for Damnation. And then his giant demon beat stick beat me.
Maybe you should have used your giant demon beat stick sooner.
Yeah, but he has a 9-7 lifelink indestructible guy.
You have 13-13.
He had Rancor on it.
Then he had 11. 11-7.
It's still not enough damage. I just really wish to get that a bounce spell and then smash his face.
Oh, well. You need more draw spells, I guess.
Definitely. Shadow Mage Infiltrator couldn't get past the stupid demon. Oh my god.
John Finkel, why did you disappoint us?
No. Wait, Finkel stopped by the Lord of Demons.
You're using the John Finkel art, right?
Yes.
As you should, because it's the only good art. I mean, I like the new art for Shadow Mage Infiltrator, but that's not John Finkel, so, you know.
Yeah.
You need to have John Finkel.
Why is this good?
So yeah, you could say that my commander of the week was Sig. just because, well, it's ninjas are really fun.
Yeah, I know you love that deck.
It's really fun. I just wish that they did it once in Plane Chase to bring more ninja reinforcements, and I really wish they did it again.
Yeah, it would be nice. They're actually a fun tribe, so.
Also, there's not enough ninjutsu going on.
There's like, what, 8-9 cards, if?
I'm not going to count right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's like,
really. It's 8 or 9 if we're actually being generous, I think.
And that's if you're playing each and every one of them, no matter how bad they are.
There are some, which are the bad ones, like Walker or Secret Ways or something like that?
Yeah.
But you know what's her good thing? The art. You just play her for the art.
You know, Walker of the Secret Ways would actually be absurd if you could bounce your ninjas on any time, not just your turn.
I mean, a bit, there are things that enable you to do that. There must be an enchantment
like
that says...
I would want Walker of Secret Ways to be better.
Good.
Yeah.
Also, why is it only during your turn?
Also, I think I might play a card spoiled in last batch. I might play Vampire Cutthroat because it's a vampire rogue. It's 1/1 for 1 black and it has Skulk. Also Lifelink, but Lifelink is not important here. The biggest part is Skulk, so he's practically unblockable.
Oh. So you put Elbrus the Binding Blade on that and just go swinging.
No, then he can
be blocked
with his 2/2.
So?
Well, I don't want him to get blocked.
Knowing guys you play against most of the time, it's not going to get blocked because a lot of people like to play bigger dudes like Karador and stuff.
Yeah, especially Krenko. He's all about the big guys.
You just kill Krenko and you kill Krenko like 3 times and he's out of the game. I know, just.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of combo decks. You ruin their combo a few times and they're dead.
Actually, his problem is that he doesn't have that much mana.
Well, yeah.
He's running 30 or less lands.
He doesn't need that much mana.
If he can get the Krenko to stick. If Krenko dies like 3 times, he's dead.
Yeah, if he draws well into mana acceleration, he can... Well, then you can just kill it the 4th time, then
yep.
He's over.
I mean, my Alesha is filled with kill spells, so you know, it's like, okay, I'm killing that, and again, and again, and again. It was nice playing with you. His goblins are really good, but they have that really big weakness.
Yep.
Which, if I were him, I would actually put more lands, just because, you know.
So, I'm going to predict that your commander of the week was Alesha.
I mean, play-wise, yeah, but plan-wise, actually, I'm going to say something else that's going to tie in with this episode somehow. Yeah. I'm going to build Jaleva soon-ish. Because I have the blue-red spell deck with Jorian, but that deck either A, falls flat on its face, or B, manages to bounce all the dudes, get somebody to get instant back from the graveyard, then play it again, and then just do that all the time. It's not a really good deck, so...
I see.
So I'm planning to actually build Jaleva and go town with her and put some Storm in it, because why not?
Of course. Storm.
Storm is fun when it's not in, you know, Legacy.
So we're going to get back to that later, right?
Yep.
So now I was thinking some spoilers are in order.
Because we have one last batch.
Yeah.
That's left.
Two, technically. Even though everybody already saw all the spoilers,
yeah, something like that.
It's almost old news. But it's not old news to us, so deal with
it. Yeah, we like to talk about stuff. What's the first thing you actually want to talk about?
The first one I want to talk about is Sigarda's aid.
Yep. If nothing but for that art, because that art.
Of course. It's a one mana enchantment, one white mana enchantment, that says that you may cast aura and equipment spells as though they had flash, and whenever an equipment enters the battlefield under your control, you may attach it to target creature you control. So, it's like...
So, Rafik of the Many just creamed his pants, and Uriel the Mistalker.
And any other Voltron-ish
commander. Yep, in white.
In white.
But, this is a good card, but it's going to cause so much headache to people playing against those guys.
Oh yeah. Any equipment-focused deck is going to run this. It's
Kemba? Just,
yeah, it's just like that Argentum armor. Argentum armor.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Gotta love that one now.
Or Eldrazi Conscription.
Yeah, but you cast that before you attack, so...
Oh, still.
It's an aura also, so it's really... There's no point to mentioning it, I don't think.
Still.
You cast it, to save a guy.
If you cast... even if you cast Meta Conscription on somebody that already attacked and it's unblocked, it's like 15 more damage, just out of the blue.
You can flash in Elbrus the Binding Blade on a
Oh my god, that's
creature.
The best thing ever. That's the best thing ever.
I'm sure there are better things ever than that.
Yeah, but we're
like
not aiming for better.
Spike.
Or that thing that gives infect.
Yeah, there's a lot of really
good equipment.
Asshole. I was going to say asshole-ish plays with this card, but yeah, let's...
I mean, same thing, basically.
Oh, and I know, your favorite equipment of all time, Jite, is going to get flash.
I mean, talking about that, would this actually find some place in, you know, more Eternally formats? / non-rotating?
I don't think so, because it
but
doesn't...
Be cool.
But it actually doesn't do anything.
I know it doesn't, but it would be cool.
It would be. It's just that...
Stoneforge Mystic is a thing? It's
better, yes.
Yes, Stoneforge Mystic is much better than a lot of things.
But this card works well with Stoneforge Mystic.
Mm-hmm.
You cheat it out with Stoneforge and it gets equipped instant.
Yep, this is a really good card.
I mean, swords are amazing, Sigarda's aid. All of them?
Actually, good equipment is good with her.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even instant speed put Rancor on something, that's good enough.
Except grappling, it's better to have grappling
before
attacking, so you can, you know, turn their guys into 1-3 stuff.
I mean, you can still, cast it with this, if it, it has flash, and then just, you know, attach it, whatever. But I think we talked more than enough about this thing. Let's go to Imprisoned in the Moon. I don't think we talked about that one.
Well, we couldn't have, because...
Oh, yeah. So, for 2 generic and a blue, it's an enchantment aura. Enchant creature, land, or planeswalker. Enchanted permanent is a colorless land with tap. Add colorless to your mana pool and loses all other card types and abilities. Only one vault was great enough to hold Emrakul.
Spoilers, so, yeah.
If people didn't hear about it, and they already did.
And they have to face the card someday. They can't just ignore Imprisoned Existence. They glanced over it. So, but, you know, that's one of the venues of storytelling that the Wizard is doing. Because they want to have their story told through multiple media.
Yeah.
Through the story, through the game, and through the cards.
You know what's fun about this card? Song of the Dryads was a really good card, so we decided, why not give it to all colors?
What?
Song of the Dryads,
you know,
that commander that turns thing into forest.
Yeah, but and see, that I think that card is better than this one.
Of course it is, but that's why it was printed in commander.
But this one's still decent.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's good enough as it can be in a standard environment. It can be too broken, but it does a lot.
But the thing I'm wondering is why... It's still a good combo with Thespian Stage. You can still get Thespian Stage to become a Planeswalker.
Mm-hmm. Which
but
is actually cool.
The thing is, why does it target Planeswalkers?
I mean, I don't mind it targeting Planeswalker, but why does it actually remove a land, just flavor-wise? You're taking a huge chunk, like 7 acres of land, and just pulling it to the moon.
Well, the moon is a land?
Is that what happens, or...?
I guess.
Yeah, but you're moving the part of the land to the moon. And how much of the land are you? How much of the land are you actually moving depth-wise? That's also a question.
Well, you're only moving 1 mana worth of land.
Yeah, but how much is that? Because look at the art for some of the lands. It's huge. Like, look at any art for planes. How much of land is that?
Yeah, that's also an interesting point. I mean, I guess they couldn't just put 3 mana to enchant a creature. That would be too weak, so they had to add.
No, it makes sense. Mechanic-wise, it makes sense, but just flavor-wise, how does it look like? You're just, you know, happy that you weren't killed by tentacle werewolves just the night before. Look at the night sky and just see the entire forest just going up there, and you're like, what? I don't even care. It's just like that.
Yeah, and also a planeswalker. That would imply that a planeswalker got pulled into the moon with Emrakul. You know how what's her name?
Tamiyo?
No, the dead angel now.
Avacyn.
Avacyn. How Avacyn got pulled into the Hell Vault when they imprisoned the Thistlebrand?
Guess so.
But nobody's going to get into the moon with Emrakul.
Aww. All she wanted was a company, or it, or whatever.
So enough about imprisonment.
The moon? I wanna go reclaim something?
Yeah, reclaim a spoiler we missed. Splendid Reclamation is a 3 and a green sorcery. Return all land cards from your graveyard to the battlefield tapped.
you know what's fun to cast this after? After you just cape shifted.
Or after you devastated summon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's also pretty good in decks that love to mill themselves.
Like Sidisi or Gitgud or things like that.
Oh, Sidisi especially.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be like a major ramp. Or, you know, just a backup card for when people play Mass Land Destruction.
Yeah, and also Titania is a thing.
Titania... Yeah, basically this card will see... It will go places.
Yeah. Also, your good friend Angry Omnat. That you have some bitter hatred about.
No. Stop it.
I mean, I'm the only one who's playing green and red, so...
No, it's... Omnat is... No.
Omnat is just silly.
Let's not talk about Omnat.
That's triggering you.
Yeah, you know, when Perilous Forays are a thing, it's really, really not a nice experience.
Do I hear some backstory to this?
No, I just died a lot to that Sid combo.
That's my point.
I also died a lot to Omnat in general, without that stupid combo.
Yeah, I mean, he's a silly guy, just... Boop, you're dead. So, what's next thing we should talk about? I think we have to scroll...
Pretty good uncommon.
You know what's a thing I'm really glad to see? Hamlet Captain. He's back. He's a reprint from the original insert, but I like the guy.
Oh, alright. I want to mention a Lunar Force.
What does that do?
It's a 2 and a blue enchantment. When an opponent casts a spell, sacrifice Lunar Force and counter that spell.
Do I hear Standstill?
No, standstill is... It's not really standstill.
It's standstillish.
Not really, because they can cast a shitty spell and get over with Lunar Force. But if they
force them to actually cast the dumb spell.
Yeah, it's an annoying card.
That's the thing.
But
I mean, standstill is also really annoying.
Yeah, but standstill actually advances your hand and causes you to be closer to winning.
But there is a reason why they didn't print standstill. There is a really good reason why they didn't.
Yeah, because they don't want standstill the games. Like, play standstill.
Nobody wants
Nobody to. Does anything.
That sounds like a good game for me.
Yeah, except the guy with the manland. He gets two things to attack with. Oh, that sounds like a deck that's actually doing something, right? Isn't that like a deck?
I mean, sometimes you have to break your own standstill. If you draw in enough cards that you actually liked.
Yeah.
In Vintage.
But
standstill is a deck in Vintage.
Lunar Force is still fetchable with Sun Titan, so keep that in mind.
Yep.
And it's pretty good with Starfield of
as well, yeah?
So yeah, you can really annoying Lunar Force.
Basically, blue-black control is a thing. I mean, blue-white control is a thing that's going to happen.
Or five-color enchantments, I don't know.
Yeah, that's also a thing, but blue-white control is really annoying archetype, and it's going to be happening. And you won't like it, because the general of that will most likely be Augustine the Fourth.
Oh no, I just remembered that actually Starfield is a viable deck in Standard, I think.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And this will make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it got even like the counterspell, and it got more removal in Imprisoned. So yeah, it got a lot better.
Won't that be fun?
I don't know, I don't play Standard at all, almost. Except when somebody borrows a deck.
You know what's a card that will be stupid in Brago or in... Subjugator Angel. For 4 generic and white-white, it's a 4-3. Flying, and when it enters the battlefield, tap all creatures your opponents control. And you just do it again, and again, and again, and again. Or you just put it in Conjurer's Closet. Stupid thing.
Well, Conjurer's Closet doesn't work.
It actually is...
In a 1v1, it doesn't really work.
No. I'm thinking multiplayer, because you're going to screw that guy that goes before you.
Yeah, and then people get to attack him.
Mm-hmm. Plus, if you have anything to blink, you know, just as an instant speed, this is going to be stupid.
Yeah, Eldrazi Displacer.
Oh, because of course they had to put it in the same colors as this. Because of course. Displacer wasn't a good card all in itself.
So yeah, now Displacer has... I saw people playing with the Bounding Crassus.
Yep.
Displacer, and that's annoying. But this will be even
much better. This is much better.
Oh, I'm going to tap everything.
Why'd you choose one thing? So basically combine Subjugator Angel and the Blink Eldrazi and Lunar Force and things like that and Sun Titan. Yeah. Nothing's ever going to happen ever again.
Sounds like fun.
Well, it'll be fun for somebody. It won't be me, but somebody.
Well, I know what's going to be really fun for my friend that loves spirits and wants to play spirits all the time now. Mausoleum Wanderer.
Indeed.
For one blue, it's a 1/1 flying spirit with whenever another spirit enters the battlefield under your control, Mausoleum Wanderer gets +1/+1 until end of turn. You can also sacrifice it to counter target instant or sorcery spell unless it's controller phase X, where X is Mausoleum Wanderer's power.
He's fun.
It's really good.
Yep, and then you Sun Titan him back again. Hooray!
I mean, Wanderer is like that Merfolk guy?
Yeah.
Silver Guild Adept?
No, it's Silver Guild Adept. I have this picture in my head, I can't remember the name. Silver Guild Adept is the one who comes into play, draws your card.
What's it? Oh, man. So, yeah, basically it's that Merfolk, but for spirit, that can actually pump itself up to make it easier to counter stuff.
And it has evasion.
So you can use him as a beat stick.
Yep.
He works really well with Rattle.
Mm-hmm. Because he needed some help.
You can either flash in Wander, counter something, or you can flash in Chains to make Mausoleum Wander guarantee counter something.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, instead of two, one...
Yep. Spirits are looking like they're going to be a thing somewhere.
Oh, they're definitely to be a thing.
Which is good. Maybe we're going to go to Kamigawa soon, so there you can combine those spirits as well. He's hoping. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wizards. I really want to go to Kamigawa.
But looking at Sigarda's aid, I think they might go to a new Phyrexia next, after really? Kaladesh.
Uh-huh.
Because it will probably be, again, an equipment-heavy set. And Sigarda's aid would be perfect for that.
I thought you meant new Phyrexia.
The other new Phyrexia?
No, this is the new, because we're coming back to new Phyrexia, and this is the new...
Oh, yeah, you mean the... well, then it's new Phyrexia.
Oh, my God. Are we playing Yu-Gi-Oh now?
Oh.
Now that we talked about a bit tribal, let's talk about other tribe that got a bit support. With Courageous Outrider. 3 and a white, 3-4, it's in scout. And with enters the battlefield, look at top 4 cards of your library, and you may reveal a human card among them and put it in your hand. Rest goes in the bottom of your library in any order. If you're playing humans, and humans are really the tribe, this is a good card. And it's really abusable with ETB things.
Yeah, it's too bad it just takes one and not all of them.
I mean, it's an uncommon. What did you expect?
Goblin Ringleader is an uncommon as well.
Yeah, Goblin Ringleader was a mistake. As most goblins.
Aren't there more Ringleader-like cards that take everything revealed?
You have one for soldiers, one for elves, one for... maybe Merfolk, I'm not sure.
I think there is one for zombies, right?
Yes, that's... Cool. So what's the next thing you want to talk about?
Well,
what is the next thing you want to talk about?
I'm looking at the final batch that we got, which was just the rest of the set. And, oh wow, surprise, surprise, it has nothing useful. Except for, there are actually a few cards.
Yeah, there are a few good cards.
Like Ruthless Disposal.
What does that do?
For 4 and a black sorcery, and an additional cost of discarding a card and sacrificing a creature, 2 target creatures get -13/-13 until end of...
Two things can be clumsy.
So you can Tragic Slip 2 things. There are 2 gods bothering you? Well...
Yes.
Make them both slip.
Tragic Slip is such an underplayed card, and this might be a good card as well, because, oh no, you're sacking your own stuff and discarding cards.
Yeah, but, yeah, you can sacrifice a token, but that discard, it's like, so discarding a card makes it a 2/2, but you're playing black, you don't care.
You don't care.
No.
Yeah, especially if those are indestructible, which black kind of has a problem with.
Yeah.
Also, you know what's a fun card? Savage Alliance! For 2 and a red has Escalate, it's an instant. Escalate is 1 colorless, 1 generic, I mean. Choose one or more. Creature's target player controls gain trample until the end of turn, and that's, I think, the important part. Savage Alliance deals 2 damage to target creature, or Savage Alliance deals 1 damage to each creature target opponent controls. I like it for giving trample and speed.
And also, it just gets rid of pesky tokens. And if they have a feat toughness guy, it gets rid of that as well.
Yep. Or something that doesn't like to be targeted.
You know, even just dealing 1 damage to all creatures makes trample better.
Yeah.
That's 1 more damage per trample.
Mm-hmm. It's a good uncommon. I wouldn't actually hate playing this in some of my decks.
It's worth a try.
If you have a really aggressive deck, this is a good thing to maybe finish a game with. Because they set up all their blockers, you know, properly, like... I'm going to jump your big guys with my tokens and all that. Oh no, I don't have any more tokens. Plus, Trample is a bitch.
Yeah.
No. Anything else that was...
Well, because they did print Scarecrows, but they're all bad.
I mean...
Each and every one of them is bad, and they should be bad. I mean, Field Creeper has such a good art.
What's the worst thing you could find?
Field Creeper has such a good art, but it's shit. It's just a vanilla 2-1 Scarecrow for... Come on.
You know what you can do with that?
Nothing.
You can cut out the art of the good-looking scarecrow and put it on some actually good scarecrow.
Oh, you mean like transplanting the art? That
yes.
That might be possible. I will consider it. I could if I'm successful with one card. Why not just get a lot of field creepers and replace all of my scarecrow arts? That would be.
That will be confusing as hell.
Also, I got really excited at Geist Scarecrow for a moment, because I read it as creature spells you cast cost 1 less to cast, but it's actually 1 more.
Thought they broke our backs! Ha!
So Geist Scarecrow is a 4 mana 4/4 artifact creature scarecrow that says creature spells you cast cost 1 more to cast. The first, I thought it just said one less, and then I was excited, like, finally a good Scarecrow.
Nope.
Nope. It's horrible. It's horrible. Why? Why? Is there a reason why... I mean, the only reason there is Zedru fodder, I guess.
Yes.
But even in that case, I think you'd rather play Steel Golem. Because it outright bans creatures. But then you turn out to be a real obnoxious person.
See, this is better.
With this, people are less likely to murder you on sight.
Yep. You know what's a card I like? Ironclad Slayer. When he comes into play, you may return target or equipment card from your graveyard to your hand. It's a 3/2 for 3 mana, so that's good.
Yeah, that's decent. It's pretty
good. That's really basic effect, but you know, you can abuse it with flickering and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's actually okay.
If you're having a really Voltron-y deck, he's really good.
Definitely. Well, even if you don't have a really Voltron-y deck, you can just fetch your Jitte back.
Because of course you're having a Jitte. Goddamn a Jitte. Somehow it always finds its way back to our shows. I'm telling you, that's one of the mascots of our show.
What could be?
It could be. So, anything else in the colorless that is actually good?
Well, we have an Eldrazi Crab. That's it. The card's not really that good, it's just an Eldrazi Crab.
We also have Eldrazi Leech.
We have two Eldrazi Crabs.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
Tribal.
My.
Tribal. I mean, werewolves aren't actually that good. I mean, Howling Chorus is kind of okay, but it costs 6 to actually
Well, werewolves got... they have better transform states.
Yep.
But it's a lot harder to transform them. But that's why we got... what's it? Waxing Moon.
What does that do?
Instant for 1 and a green. Transform up to 1 target werewolf you control, and creatures you control gain trample until end of turn.
That sounds fun. I actually didn't see that card, to be honest.
So, you can get that... what's it called? Gyre Reach Bandit? Outlaw?
Yeah.
That has a transform form... that says that when a werewolf enters the battlefield under your control, transform it. So you can end of turn transform it with Waxing Moon, and then you get to play your Eldrazi werewolves that
actually transform.
And they can't transform back.
Yeah. So we're finally making that Ulrich of Carlin Horde deck, or...
No.
We're
making... But we are Oh, wait. It doesn't fit into...
What?
It doesn't fit into...
Rurikthar,
because it's an
instant. Of course it does.
But that's an instant. You're hurting yourself.
But we're a manly man. We can take 6 damage.
Yeah, I guess.
This is the first time I've talked about myself like a manly man. That's weird.
Because the werewolves are really big.
They're
scary.
And some of them can be blocked with smaller dudes.
And make more guys.
And give you more mana.
And kill stuff.
And have tentacles.
4 arms, yes.
And many, many heads. But what the hell?
Basically, they're big, spoopy wolves.
That are also hentai main actors.
Okay, but enough about them. I think that about covers it.
Also, just one more reprint. Terrarion is back.
Yeah, I was thinking about mentioning it.
Right. It's not a good card, but it's a card I remember fondly from Ravnica, so... Just that.
It fuels Delirium.
It fuels Delirium, it gets your cards in colorless. Which is also good.
And filters mana.
And filters mana, if you really need that. If you're really that desperate. I mean, you're going to play it unlimited. If you're really, really down on mana.
Or if you play more colors. Then.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Or
so, this have been all the spoilers, haven't they?
Yeah, there's a lot more, but I don't think they're worth talking about.
I mean, if you listen to Limited Podcast, yes, they are, but this isn't a Limited Podcast, so...
Oh, unless we start doing Limited Commander, then okay, ooh, we can talk about some.
We do what?
Hey, I used to have a Commander Cube.
Well, Cube is another thing. And it was a fun Cube, I remember that. That one time, only time that we played it together, everybody drafted blue. That was fun.
Yeah.
Which tells you how good of drafters we are.
Oh, also tells how good I am at building cubes, because it was so unbalanced, because... The logic behind building the cube was, oh look, this card's cool, let's put it in. Oh look, this card's cool, let's put it in. Oh look, these cards are cool, let's put them in.
Huh. And they're blue.
I need protectors to fit my lands in. Let's see how many colors of everything I have, so let's remove one at random. Yeah, that's... Basically, if a card was cool, it's going in. So it was completely unbalanced. But
yeah,
that was fun.
It was fun, yeah. Nobody had a problem with that. So let's move on to the last thing we have today. And that's the thing, the segment that I think we're going to have returning. Each show or every couple of shows. That will be single card discussion. We're going to choose a single card and then... talk about it at length and where we think they should be, in which decks and things like that.
Or possibly a cycle of cards.
Yeah, that'll be a multiple card discussion, but yeah, why not? So the card that we're actually beginning with is the card that has intrigued me because it's silly, and Yawgmoth's Bargain is a stupid card. It's Sins of the Past. For 4 and green, it's a sorcery. Until black, the end of black. Turn, you may... Yeah, oh, black, sorry. 4 black. Until the end of turn, you may cast a target instant a sorcery card from your graveyard without paying its mana cost. If that card will be put into graveyard this turn, exile it instead, and then exile Sins of the Past.
Yeah, so it sounds...
Like a fair Yawgmoth's Bargain?
It sounds like a fair card. Maybe too fair of a card.
I mean, if you play a lot of big instants, like you would, let's say, Jaleva, and some of them just end up in your graveyard because you were self-milling or something like that, and you don't have a way to actually play them again, or you play them already and you won't play them again, and you don't have ways, Sins of the Past ain't too bad way to actually abuse them. But it all depends on actually what are you playing, what good instants or sorceries.
Well... You can use it to sneak in Time Stretch for
mm-hmm.
for less mana. That's a thing.
Yep.
You can if you're playing green, you can sneak in Council of the
Praetor's
Council.
You know what's the card you can also play? Ptisis. Remember that? Or Ptisis.
Yeah. I think it's Ptisis. It's just Tisis. I think that's the pronunciation.
So, for people who don't know it, because it's uncommon, 3 black. Destroy target creature. Its controller loses life equal to its power plus its toughness. And you can suspend it for 5 or 2 mana. But that's not a bad spell to actually, you know, be casting off of Sins of Past.
Yeah, especially if you know
if you somehow got it into graveyard, don't cast it over there.
If you know they're playing cards that have power and toughness to their life total or Lord of Extinction, then you bait it out by using your Tisis on something smaller, and then they drop that Lord of Extinction that's like a bajillion, and then you Sins of the Past it.
Or hey, even a new Emrakul, because he has protection from instants, but not from sorceries.
That's true, but you're probably not going to have a fun time after turn.
They might die, because it's 26 damage. That's what I'm talking about.
No, the problem is that you have to top deck.
It's Casket.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You have to top deck the Sins of the Past, because it's going to be a really painful turn for you after Emrakul hits.
Oh, also, you know what's a fun card to cast with that? Crystal of the Cabal. For 9 and black, it's a sorcery. Target player sacrifices half permanence he or she controls, rounded down, and it has to spend. So that's one really dirty card to put in your graveyard and casting it off of Sins of the Past.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not nice at all.
Also, I mean, Army of the Damned is to cast without flashback.
Yeah. But this card is actually also useful for using those manaless sorceries in instance.
Like if you really want to draw three cards and you have Ancestral Visions in your graveyard.
Or, you know, recast Living End.
Yep. Or
without
Hypergenesis.
Having to wait.
Or Hypergenesis if you're in that kind of thing.
Who's in? Nobody's in that kind of
thing. Ah, there are people into those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I mean, also, it would be fun to cast Increasing Vengeance on the Sins of the Past. Especially if you flashbacked it. I mean, if we're actually in Grixis colors, let's say that we are, you can just cast Snapcaster Mage in response to Sins of the Past to flashback Increasing Vengeance.
Yeah, that sounds pretty,
like actual
that
fun.
Sounds, yeah, sure. Why not?
I mean, you could also target Epic Experiment, but that's going to backfire a bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, you mean, like, not do anything, right?
I mean, you're going to look at the top zero cards of your library, that's the thing.
Is there a way? No, there is no way. 3's that X in any possible
No, there isn't. There actually isn't.
So, yeah, there is also this one combo with Sins of the Past. There is actually a combo with Sins of the Past.
There is?
Yes, it's called Eye of the Storm.
So please, Judge, tell us what happens.
So let me just give Fetch Eye of the Storm to Eye of the Storm to see the exact wording of it.
Yep.
So Eye of the Storm, for those who don't know, is 5 and double blue enchantment. Whenever a player plays an instant or sorcery card, remove it from the game. Then that player copies each instant or sorcery card removed from the game with Eye of the Storm. For each copy, the player may play the copy without paying its mana cost. So, but you just replace all that play with cast.
Oh my god.
So, what basically happens is a a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, let me just fetch the Oracle test. When a player casts an instant sorcery card, exile it, then the player copies each instant or sorcery exiled. For each copy, the player may cast the copy. So what happens is this. Let's say you have 5 instant or sorcery cards in your graveyard. You cast Sins of the Past, targeting one. You exile Sins of the Past. So then you cast Sins of the Past from Eye of the Storm, from Eye of the Storm trigger, and you cast like shock, for instance, and then, since you
cast a thing,
you get to cast you get to cast Sins of the Past again. I believe that's the way it goes.
I hope that's the way it goes, because it sounds like hell of a fun.
It's for each copy the player may cast the copy. Well, you do cast the copy, right?
Yes. Wait.
A good thing we did research on this beforehand.
A copy of the card won't trigger this ability.
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't actually trigger a machine gun, but...
No, but you get more and more fuel for the thing.
Since both Sins of the Past exiles itself, and Eye of the Storm exiles it, it can actually go into Eye of the Storm Exile, and you can copy it every time.
Well, that sounds like a really fun...
So you can have a graveyard filled with burn spell? You can have a graveyard filled with expensive
burn spells. Turns out Sins of the Past might be not so boring card as you thought it was.
Yeah. So you can fill your graveyard with expensive burn spells, and one turn you can start shooting cheap burn spells and get all the big burn spells of the past.
Whoosh. So Sins of the Past is actually a fun card, it seems.
So yeah, you can actually go machine gun with it. You just need cheap spells to fuel your expensive spells. So yeah, it's pretty good.
So Grixis is still the best place for that.
So there's your Jaleva idea.
Yeah, I'm going to use that in that deck, honestly.
Yeah, you can go like the totally different route nobody expects, and just put in all the burn spells you can possibly imagine, and tutors to find your Eye of the Storm and Sins of the Past.
And just murder everybody.
Throw in some creatures that cheapen your spells, and then go to town at one point.
And then you can storm off later, if you want.
Why not Grapeshot at the end of all?
Why not? Sure. I think that was enough for a brief discussion for this little card, which turned out much more fruitful than I thought it was going to be.
Toolbox card.
Yeah. It's only good as the cards you actually combine it with.
Yeah, that's what I thought that the new Baby Jace, the Telepath Unbound guy.
The who? Uh-huh.
From Origins. I didn't think he was that good because he relied on you having good spells in your graveyard. Turns out that if you play only good spells, he's going to be really good.
Yep.
Oh, look, Snapcaster Mage does the thing and he's...
By the way, I wanted to ask you something, because this Monday is...
WHO WANTS SOME MORE?!
So, this following Monday, you know what's going to happen? Ban and Restricted update.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
For what?
Yes.
No, for what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Okay.
Commander is affected, and most likely just BNR Wizards policies updated. We might get some things...
So only Commander updates?
No, also Wizards. When Wizards makes those updates, they update whatever they want, and unban whatever they want. And Wizards and the Commander list is independent, so... What do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen this Monday for Commander?
They're not going to unban anything.
Uh-huh.
Especially not Braids.
But I want braids.
Especially not braids.
I want braids. I want braids as one of the 99, not as a commander.
No, stop it.
Yes, please. Make sure.
Go play 1v1 then.
No, I want braids. Anywho.
They might ban... Well, I just... What might they ban?
You're blanking, eh?
That, Deadeye Navigator, maybe?
Eh, really?
I think?
It's not that big of an issue, I think.
Well... it's a spirit. I guess that's the reason.
Are you just searching for ways to ban the Navigator or...
No. But what... Oh no, they're not going to ban Corridor as a commander, right? They're not going to do that.
No, they won't.
No, they can't. They made it as a judge promo. They can't do that.
I'm more actually looking at it, it's not actually that messed up as a commander.
Well, it's not, but it's...
Narset is worse.
Yeah, but I heard that in 1v1 matches, Corridor is really, really powerful.
Yeah, but that's a French ban list, not the multiplayer.
I just can't think of anything that's too big of a problem right now.
I mean, that's a good place to be in a format, I think. And you can't actually think of anything that's actually that...
Do you think that something might get unbanned?
Trade secrets, hopefully? Because it's not that actually big of a deal, if you ask me.
I was just going to take a look at the list.
Likewise. But what could be a good thing to unban is a good question. And you know what actually I wouldn't be mad if they unbanned? Power 9.
Really?
Whom would it affect, honestly?
But...
0.1 population of players. Even if they just unbanned the Moxen, that would be, I think, nothing.
No, it's just that Time Walk is really powerful.
No, then I'm saying, okay, just unban the Moxen.
Oh, the Moxes.
If just that's nothing, I think.
Because I'm sure that people would be really mad if Time Vault was legal.
Time Vault, yeah, that's a stupid thing.
But yeah, actually, with the Moxes...
What would they do, I mean?
Well, they would... No, it would be cool because... You know, Commander, multiplayer Commander, the only true Commander...
Yeah?
Is the... format where you can play with all your toys.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You can go crazy. You can go nuts. And, you know, having these powerful artifacts, it really feels good when you can play them. But then again, they're really, really strong. I mean, they're like an additional land on It's just one additional mana, so not as
good
as Soulring, but still.
If Mana Crypt is legal...
They might ban Mana Crypt.
I wouldn't be fazed at all by that, so... You know what I would actually like seeing unbanned? Gifts Ungiven. It's a really strong card, really strong unbanning, but I would like to see it.
I would like to see the... I would like to see the Ante cards unbanned.
Oh, come on. That's never going to happen.
I know it's not. But it would be funny, like, you're going to start a game, somebody's playing a 5-color deck, and then, hold on, we're not playing for Ante. Let me just remove half of my deck before we start.
No, that's what you do when you're playing a combo deck.
Yeah.
Basically, you're playing Hermit Druid, basically, 5-color.
Yep. And ignore most of...
Yeah. You know what would be actually funny and bad? Protein Hulk.
Yeah, they were probably scared for Protean Hulk.
I mean, Karadur is a general. Remember that.
Yeah, but they were probably scared of it because of that infamous turn zero combo.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see Flash actually... Flash isn't banned.
It isn't, no. And how many people have you seen playing Flash?
That's the... No, because nobody actually has Flash.
And you didn't actually need the Savior of the Universe.
So I don't think they can let Protean Hulk and Flash be in the same deck.
Eh. I mean, we commanded players do much more degenerate things, so...
I know it's not going to... I know it's not going to happen, but it would be interesting if they allowed conspiracies to be playable.
Yeah, but how do you manage that, actually?
You ban... You say you can start a game with one conspiracy, but you ban some of them.
Hmm.
You leave some of them banned, but you leave some of them unbanned. So, like, backup plan as a conspiracy that is allowed.
What does backup plan do again?
So you draw an additional hand of 7 cards as the game begins. Before taking mulligans, shuffle all but one of your hands into your library.
Hmm.
So you basically get 2 hands and choose one.
Yeah, combo players wouldn't clean themselves over that.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty overpowered, so let's not allow conspiracies ever. Ever.
And there we go.
What else do we have? We have a lot of Ante cards. Emrakul on ban?
Bribery would jump in price. Because you know that everybody would be playing Emrakul.
Yeah.
Those long stalled games that would, you know, not be stalled anymore. Once there's no Emrakul.
Yavagon's Bargain, that's a definite No. I mean, they would sooner unban Griselbrand than Bargain.
Would they, though?
Well, yeah, because it's a creature.
Yes, and 2 reanimate.
So? That's a really, you have to have the perfect hand to get that, so...
You're playing black, so you might as well have tutors in the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's no longer, like, a turn 2 combo.
Even if it's turn 3, you're still good. I just
can't find anything that...
That is bannable or unbannable?
Or unbannable.
I mean, gifts and given. I give my vote to that, even though it's never going to happen. Even though intuition is still a thing, but you know.
Painter's Servant is just because of that one combo, right?
Yep, and because Iona.
So they just ban Grindstone and unban Painter's Servant.
And ban Iona.
Just ban
Iona.
But the Iona is not the problem.
Iona is always a problem.
Fine. But there, I just like the way it is right now. I'm okay with them banning something really powerful. But it seems... I mean, I just can't find anything to talk about.
I would much rather see unbans than bans, to be honest.
I just don't see anything worth unbanning.
So yeah.
Protean Hulk, okay, that's a thing, maybe.
Maybe, because I know Sheldon Mannery wrote an article about that a week or two ago. That I'm going to link in the show notes, actually. And I think that's about it. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Well, no, I think that's it.
Well, this has been episode 14 of the Elder Dragon Drill podcast. This has been Igor.
And Niksha.
And until the next week, as always, the Emperor protects.
I agree full-heartedly with that.
Well, this is a first.
Thought you died alone a long, long time.